Objection to retrospective traveller's site application. Plans for a gypsy and traveller site on a farm in Watlington to get permission for a pitch which has already been installed have received 46 objections. A planning application was submitted to South Oxfordshire District Council by Oasis Land Management UK Limited on behalf of the applicant, Matthew Curtis, on May the 5th. It proposes changing the use of land at Forget-Me-Not Farm near Christmas Common in Watlington into a residential caravan suite for one gypsy or traveller family, including one static caravan and one mobile home and an ancillary amenity building. These changes have already taken place at the farm, but it is now seeking to get permission to retain development already carried out. More than a month into the application's consultation period, nearly 50 people have voiced their objections to the proposal, many of them anonymously. Many of the objectors cited the Chiltern status as an area of outstanding natural beauty, which has particular protections regarding what can be built on it, as a reason the council should refuse the plan. One commentator said, any new development could significantly impact the natural landscape and scenic views that our community treasures. The proposed site is located just before Christmas Common, next to open fields. I am concerned about allowing caravans on this site, on this land, and the potential disruption to the local environment. Others objected because the site at Forget-Me-Not Farm has previously been the subject of several planning applications which saw owners seek permission to make it residential. These previous bids were refused by the District Council and the site was allowed for equestrian use only. One commentator said, no one should be allowed to live on this land. This planning restriction should still stand, even though ownership has changed. Locals in Watlington also took issue with the fact that the application is retrospective, as the static caravan, mobile home, hard standing and amenity building had already been installed. Many said they felt allowing the application at this stage would set a dangerous precedent and reward a scheme which did not follow planning regulations. There was also one comment in support of the application which said, I have been friends with this family for the past 14 years and have seen firsthand the kind, hard-working and supportive people they are. They have always lived a caring, family-orientated life and have supported those around them. I fully support their application and believe they would continue to be a positive and valued part of the local community. South Oxfordshire District Council continues to consider the application and a target decision date is set for June the 30th.